USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's foreign minister says his country is beginning a new phase of the war in Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov saying in an interview with India Today, it would be a very important moment of this entire special operation. Lavrov adding that Russia is against using nuclear weapons against Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appears to be hinting that the Department of Justice will appeal a federal judge's decision to strike down the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation.
We obviously feel confident in our authorities here, given we put the mask mandate in place and asked for 15 additional days to evaluate data based on public health information.
The judge ruled an extension of the mandate was unconstitutional because the CDC violated administrative law. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Biden administration says it plans to make it easier for lower-income student loan borrowers to get debt forgiveness through an existing program that has enrolled millions of people but provided few with relief. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced they are lifting Title 42 authority at the end of May. Title 42 gave the U.S. broad authority to deport anyone coming from a country where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick estimates what the illegal immigration numbers could be on Fox Business.
If Title 42 is lifted, the projection is 18,000 people a day. If you project that out, even if it's not 18,000 every day, you're somewhere between 4 and 6 million people this year.
Immigration advocates argue Title 42 has been used more as a political tool than to protect the health of Americans. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new report is shedding some light on an amusement park tragedy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Tyree Sampson, a 14-year-old who died on the free fall attraction at Icon Park in Florida last month, reportedly weighed about 340 pounds. A report written by Quest Engineering and Failure Analysis determined that the ride was functioning correctly with no evidence of physical or mechanical failure. But the restraints on two of the ride's seats, one of which was occupied by Tyree, were modified to open between 3 and 4 inches wider than the ride's other restraints. These changes allowed harnesses on certain seats to open to almost double the normal range. An engineering firm hired by the state found that the operator of the Orlando Freefall Drop Tower manually altered seats on the ride.
Actor Johnny Depp is on the stand in a blockbuster defamation trial in Virginia. He's suing his ex-wife Amber Heard for $50 million over domestic abuse allegations she wrote about in a 2018 article.
But never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman.
No jackpot winner in the Powerball drawing on Monday. Wednesday night's estimated jackpot is close to $350 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.